Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump says the 25% tariffs on all imports from Canada and Mexico covered by a 2018 trade agreement will be postponed until April 2nd. Canada says its initial retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. are staying in place. CBS's Ed O'Keefe lists some products that could go up in price.
In British Columbia, the lumber from there helps build American homes. In Alberta, the oil and gas gets pumped into American cars. Fertilizer from Saskatchewan gets scattered across the heartland. And we went to a steel manufacturer here in Ontario, who makes window wells and garden beds that get bought up all across the American suburbs. And then, of course, there's the produce, blueberries, tomatoes, and yes, maple syrup. The cost of them would go up as well.
Some veterans are very concerned about the anticipated Trump administration job cuts at the Veterans Administration. Among them, Vietnam veteran Gary Cannon.
I think the cuts will be detrimental to the service, to a lot of veterans, because there's a lot of veterans that the VA is their primary source of medical care. And if they don't have that, bad things are going to happen.
The deadline to fund the government is Friday, March 14th, or a shutdown will go into effect. President Trump is behind the idea of a spending bill covering the rest of the fiscal year. Speaker Mike Johnson favors that, but a handful of Republicans are not too hot on it. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
Conservative members of the Freedom Caucus who just don't get behind spending money on things, so Democrats will need likely, at a minimum, a half dozen to a dozen to come over, and how they rebuild these bridges between Democrats and Republicans that have been napalmed in the past month and a half in just a week's time, it's a question that is yet to be answered.
SpaceX launched its Starship mega rocket on a test flight from Texas earlier, but the spacecraft broke apart minutes after liftoff. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez in Miami says he saw the wreckage in the sky.
You saw the main kind of rocket shooting through the sky, and then all these little shiny pieces around it that were flying alongside of it that you wouldn't really have unless things are starting to fall apart.
The Starship also broke apart during its previous test launch in January. The NTSB has released a preliminary report on the deadly January 31st medical transport plane crash in Philadelphia. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports.
The NTSB has sent another component that may have recorded flight data to the manufacturer to see if that yields any information. Otherwise, the crash at this point remains a bit of a mystery for investigators. A final NTSB report won't be expected until sometime next year.
All six people on board and one person on the ground were killed. Over a dozen others were injured. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks dominate Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks in Milwaukee by 30 points, 137 to 107. Damian Lillard with 34 points, Giannis with 32, now with a total 20,000 career points. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles battled but lost at UConn 72 to 66. Next, they host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. Head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
I told the guys we don't have a lot of time to, mope around and feel sorry for ourselves because we got another game on Saturday early. You know, I have a hard time flushing losses, but I have to lead the way for our team and set the example for that because Saturday's senior day.
The Badgers with a win at Minnesota 74-67. Wisconsin guard Jack Janicki hustled but got banged in the mouth. Did he lose a tooth?
He looks like a hockey player right now, but it'll be fine. It's just a little chip.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg. Duesenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds for the overnight as temperatures drop to the middle teens. West to northwest breeze will be light. On Friday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area. An afternoon high will top out in the upper 30s, winds out of the northwest. Right now, it's 28.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. That is coming your way. Also, Peach Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
If gratitude a poor person's virtue is, 'tis one at least my sick soul can afford. Bankrupt I am of all of youth's charities, but not of thanks. No. Thanks be to the Lord. Praise be, dear lady, of all grace to you. You are my mediciner, my one sole friend. When the world spurned me from its retinue, and I am yours, your bond to the end. How shall I tell it to you? There was a time when I was sordid in my unbelief and mocked at all things less robust than crime, a convict in my prison, my house of grief. But that is past. Your pity was the key. Which sent me forth, a broken man but free. It's Wilfred Scawen Blunt. It is Tom Hartman's show. I am Jeff Smith. It is Thank You Thursday. This can be a time when the first words that come out of your mouth might not be thank you. In fact, if you saw an underline and the word you after the underline, and it said fill in the blank. Like, imagine you're driving down the road and you see a billboard and it has a blank with like a big underline and the next word is you. How might you fill in the blank? Now, I think there's some words that might occur to you before a TH word would occur to you. But I am saying that that is the time, in fact, when finding something to be thankful for. Not from our Pollyannish, overly optimistic, the world's entirely silver linings frame of mind, but if only for survival, if only for the ability to persist, that the sense of gratitude, the tangible practice of saying thank you is palpable and helpful and healthful and useful for a love army. And they've studied this, UC Davis, Cal Berkeley. If you write down every week things you're thankful for, every day things you're thankful for, it can increase your happiness by about the same amount that winning a lottery can increase your happiness. They study this, right? It's, you know, you use a happiness meter and they judge it, and people after they win the lottery, they're happier. And people who have a particular sort of gratitude habit, just counting their blessings, you might say, they also get happier. Like, let's call it 5%. I think data shows ballpark about 5%. Thing is, after you win the lottery, it starts going down. After a while, you get back to your sort of happiness set point. But if you keep practicing gratitude, you keep saying thank you, if you keep your gratitude journal, keep a practice of thank you notes, keep listening to this program, you can maintain that 5% increase as far as the studies go. And that's pretty good. It helps with sleep, helps with stress, improves productivity. That's not me talking, that's science talking. So I offer this to you, that when you say thanks, it is not only to the benefit of the person you're thanking. In fact, the primary benefit is probably for you. So what's worth being thankful for? Be interested in your thoughts. It's not all we'll talk about, but I want to make sure it's at least something we talk about. Do you have anything to be grateful for on Thank You Thursday? Is there anybody out in the world, any activists giving you hope? Is there any project that you think is promising? Is there a policy that gives you some optimism that could be a model for other cities, other states? Is there a movement that's starting to burgeon that more people should know about? Really have appreciated the shout outs this week of people who are popping up with new commitments to the public thing, new commitments to the common interest, new commitments to building, rebuilding, saving, strengthening democracy. During the particularly second, but starting in the first George W. Bush administration, there was a big growth. There was a boomlet, maybe more than something north of a boomlet in new civic capacity. Movement.org had already been started, but it had big growth during that time. Lots of organizations. Heck, we did the bus project. That started right after it started. We started in 2002, shortly after 9/11. There was a sense that people needed to organize. Don't just get mad, organize around the country, in their local communities, maybe helping out local communities that needed their help more than they did. It's one of the things we did with the bus, right? Knock on doors in places that really needed that, where we could flip 200 votes and it could change the legislative race. That time was a time that really helped pave the way for not only for the Howard Dean campaign, but maybe more importantly for the Barack Obama campaign, and for all kinds of things that still exist in states. I think that needs to be this kind of time right now, or this needs to be that kind of time right now. This is a time when we should be channeling that energy, that fear, that anger, that rage, that uncertainty into building things we are certain about. And what are the things out there that you think are worth building? Or what's something you're hearing whispers about that you want to hear spoken about, or you hear being spoken about that you want somebody to be yelling about in a polite way, or maybe sometimes not? What are the legitimate repositories for gratitude? I'd be interested in that. But before we go to break, let's take a quick call from Mike. Now, Mike, from Lomita, California, it is good to have your call. And you did not call to express gratitude, but I'm wondering if you'd be willing, as a favor, to kick off today, if you're willing to think of something. It could be the gum on the bottom of your shoe, but if you think of anything you're grateful for, just to, you know, help with the theme, man.
Much better than that. I want to be thankful for some blacklisted Americans who worked on the scripts for a staple of all of us back in the day, The Adventures of Robin Hood. And one of the jokes that they had in one of their scripts is the one I wanted to apply to the Doge, Il Doge. And it is that when he's talking about colossal waste, fraud, and abuse, he's not reporting on the present tense. He's telling us what he's planning. And so that was basically it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And did I hear you say Il Doge?
Yes, well, I'm thinking Doge as in the Duke of Venice, who, remember the Bridge of Sighs and all the lost souls who went over it.
Yeah, and, oh, that's, and also sounds borderline Mussolini. But, Mike, thank you so much for the call, man.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You be well. Lori from Ocala, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm responding, Jefferson, to a concern that we had all week about who is being impacted and what do we have in common? What groups of people have a commonality? And I believe that the biggest group of people that need to protest, that need to go out in the streets, are the taxpayers. Taxpayers that have already paid for clean water, safe vaccinations, the research, development, health care, the whole organization, everything we contribute, ACA, Medicare, not Advantage, Medicaid, all the things that we have paid into, the infrastructure bill, all the jobs that we've gotten, the Department of Veterans Affairs, our parks, we have all paid into these things, and they're going to be taken away from us. So we should all be up in arms. It doesn't matter to me if somebody is Republican. They're still a person.
Yeah.
You know, we're all suffering equally. And so I'm happy specifically this week, Jefferson, to have you here asking us to help you figure things out, because we have ideas that we haven't even thought to put forth. And now that you've allowed us to, we're thinking more. It's almost as if we're going back to a night course or something. So the people that you wanted to know who can be running this, I like Pete Buttigieg. I like Jefferson Smith. I like Joy Ann Reed, Bernie Sanders, Stacey Abrams. Just trying to wrap up the week for you because you've done such a good job for us.
Oh, Laura, that's so kind. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it's so kind of you. But yeah, keep on plugging away. And I know that there are people who had different thoughts about the reaction to the joint session speech, but what Al Green focused his attention on, I've got poor constituents who need Medicaid, and there's not a mandate to cut that. That basic idea of cutting services, I think it can be a unifying message. But thank you so much, Lori. With that, why don't we appreciate you? With that, we will be right back. It is Thank You Thursday. I know it can be tricky. I know it can almost seem a little absurd. But having just that moment, what's something out there that you're rooting for, right? Unplanned, their day brought up Nelson Mandela in the garden he planted at Robben Island Prison at a time where they were working a rock quarry to take rocks that would be used for the buildings to expand the prison complex on the prison island where he was imprisoned for exercising what in this country would be First Amendment rights. And as he did that, he planted a garden, not only plant that garden to curry favor and to make vegetables to eat, and not only so that he could hide pages so that he could write his then world-changing book, but I know that working on things that give us hope, that give us joy, that help us touch the earth, that let us see the sky, that stuff's useful. So I am thankful to all of you. I'm thankful for being included here. And yeah, thanks for those kind words. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Anything possibly you could possibly be thankful for? I don't know, maybe.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro at civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
I had Girl Scout cookies for breakfast this morning. I bought them from a colleague here yesterday.
That is the unhealthiest meal I have eaten lately. What's the unhealthiest meal you have eaten lately?
Your crazy schedule or the existence of Girl Scout cookies can make eating five servings of fruits and vegetables impossible. We're human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We love the energy we get with Field of Greens, but most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day or Girl Scout cookie breakfast, we can enjoy it with a little bit less guilt because of Field of Greens. It's nutrition that our body needs every day. And only Field of Greens makes us this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let's get you started with a special discount. We got 20% off your first order. Just use code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. That's code Tom, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. We are back. We'll have news with my dad at the bottom of the hour. Let's see if we can do a speed round, a couple calls before we get to there. Let's go to Gabriel from Linwood, Washington. You're on the air, Gabriel.
Hey there. Yeah, I was calling about gratitude. And so you're making me have some today because it's really, really hard. It's really hard. I fight on the daily for trees. I've worked in horticulture several years, over 20 years. I'm fourth generation in Washington State, and I really just think about the history of this area a lot. And I love trees. And in our city of Seattle, because Amazon never paid taxes, which is what it all comes down to me, is the developers and the city council work together to try. City needs so much money, so they let developers cut down trees that they really shouldn't. We need a better tree code. It's really, really hard to see my city of Seattle, known for its giant trees, where they're just disappearing. It looks more like New York. If you know, it's like the only big trees are in the parks.
Yeah.
And but there's people fighting nonstop. The last 6,000 and Seattle Tree. There's a few societies, and they show up. They do information. There was a huge giant sequoia that some people want to take out for a driveway near Green Lake, and there was a huge gathering of people that had a party celebrating the life of that tree. And there's people trying to fight back in our forests that are, they've got lawyers going after trying to preserve some, they're not old growth, but they are legacy forests. They're older forests. They have a lot of diversity, and there's a good group spending money to try to stop those from being cut down.
I think that I should never see something as beautiful as a tree. Gabriel, thanks so much for that. A good friend of mine actually saved a giant sequoia from developer cutting it down. It became a citywide, maybe story, maybe a little broader than that. It's a wonderment. I look at a tree every day that we planted on Earth Day 35 years ago in front of my house. We'll be back. It's Tom's show.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What's a more wholesome thing than thanking a tree? I mean, come on. I almost canceled Thank You Thursday. Now I'm glad I didn't. Because y'all, we're back.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. With the president continuing to threaten tariffs on imported vehicles, you might want to head to the dealership soon, says CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
If there are purchases that you are thinking about making, like a car that is from one of those three automakers, this is a time to say, okay, maybe this is the time to pull the trigger.
News that the VA plans to eliminate 80,000 jobs has rattled veterans. The American Legion's Cole Lyle.
This DOGE effort has just added a massive layer of complexity, confusion, and caused some anxiety in the veteran community.
House Speaker Mike Johnson wants Congress to pass a spending bill that funds the government through the end of September. But CBS's Scott McFarland says he's going to need votes from across the aisle.
He doesn't have the requisite support inside the Republican Party to do this, even though they control all levers of power in Washington, which means he needs Democrats. And Democrats want something different.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks dominate Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks in Milwaukee by 30 points, 137 to 107. Damian Lillard with 34 points, Giannis with 32, now with a total 20,000 career points. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles battled but lost at UConn 72 to 66. Next, they host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. Head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
I told the guys we don't have a lot of time to, mope around and feel sorry for ourselves because we got another game on Saturday early. You know, I have a hard time flushing losses, but I have to lead the way for our team and set the example for that because Saturday's senior day.
The Badgers with a win in Minnesota 74-67. Wisconsin guard Jack Janicki hustled but got banged in the mouth. Did he lose a tooth?
He looks like a hockey player right now, but it'll be fine. It's just a little chip.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds for the overnight as temperatures drop to the middle teens. West to northwest breeze will be light. On Friday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area. An afternoon high will top out in the upper 30s. Winds out of the northwest. Right now, it's 28.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Clef community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, and that means our pal Terry Barr will be by with new music and fun conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Do you hear me?
I hear you. This is a show we talk about the news and try to talk about the important stuff. Sometimes we talk about the unimportant stuff. When it's unimportant, we try to say so. Pop, do you have a shout-out?
I have two, as it turns out.
Shout it now.
The first one I had planned from last night was to shout out for the Wyoming Supreme Court, which told the far-right Wyoming legislature that they were violating the state constitution in not providing an adequate public education for their kids. Hooray. But I particularly want to shout out to Judge John J. McConnell, who just in the last hour entered a decision saying that the Trump administration, that the president, cannot shut off funds that are already appropriated to go to states. They had been put on hold, saying we're going to hold these until we decide what are the priorities for the president, and the judge said, no, Congress really is the one who decides on what the laws are. You cannot do that. So my compliments to Judge McConnell. And after that, I've got a segue into other court stuff to talk about.
Well, why don't we talk court stuff? And let's talk about court stuff. I'll make one comment, and then we'll do court stuff. It's a segment within a segment. It's called court stuff. And it's when we talk about stuff about courts. Okay, so that's what it's about. So what I'll say about courts, there's a reason that it's Article 3 is where the courts come in. Article 1 is Congress. The current president seems to think the president is Article 1. Turns out Article 1. In fact, the current Republican Congress seems to think that the presidency is in Article 1. But Article 1 is supposed to be Congress. Then Article 2 is the presidency. And then Article 3 are the courts. But they are kind of the backstop, right? In case the Article 1 and the Article 2 are doing the wrong stuff, the courts say, hey, wait. Whoa, Nelly, don't do all the wrong stuff. And, of course, the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation and Donald Trump himself and et cetera, have been working for the last 45 years to make the courts less of a backstop. So when there are these times, either the Supreme Court or in other courts, where judges say, no, in this democracy, blank shall not hold, blank needs to hold, blank can't happen, blank needs to happen, it is at least gives us some hope and some gratitude here on Thank You Thursday. What other court stuff, Dad, do we need to cover?
Well, it appears that five members of the Supreme Court do believe what you just said, that Congress is supposed to make the laws and the executive is supposed to put those laws into effect.
No, not only that, Dad, they wrote it down. And in fact, if you go to Washington, D.C.
It's right there. Anyway, and that shows up in the decision of the court that says the president really cannot shut down USAID because Congress authorized it. But there are four members of the Supreme Court, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Thomas, and Alito, who apparently think that the second Article 2 really is Article 1, which is disgraceful. But really, really, really scary is a case that will, I'm sure, get to the Supreme Court. And that is Harmon Dellinger was the head of the Office of Special Counsel and Law, whose job is to investigate whistleblower complaints and protect federal employees from mistreatment. And the law that created that office said that person can only be removed for misfeasance or failing to carry out his duties. And the trial court said, yeah, Don Dellinger sued, and the trial court said, yeah, you can't do that. But the Trump administration is claiming that that law is unconstitutional, that because the president under Article 2 is given the authority to carry out the laws, that gives him unfettered authority to decide who is going to be heading any department or agency that is told by statute to carry out those laws.
Yeah.
And a three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit suspended that judgment of the trial court pending full argument. And if that gets to the Supreme Court, when that gets to the Supreme Court overrules the trial court's ruling, they are going to be saying that the president is totally in charge and Congress cannot limit his or her ability to decide who's going to run things. And that is so, so relevant when we see what's happening in the Department of Education. So
yep.
That just scares the heck out of me.
No, and then civil service protection, civil service rules, right, get called into question. The ability to have a fettered executive, right, one that is not merely a dictator, not merely a tyrant, becomes harder. It's important to track. It's one of the reasons I like court stuff. And yet, you were saying before I started to say this, the idea that the president that is supposed to enforce the laws that are passed by Congress and not just undermine them. They were so serious about it, they wrote it down. In fact, if you go to Washington, D.C., they even have the document, and they put it under glass, and you can visit it. Like, there's a lot of people that go, like, every day. Like, might wait for half an hour, still worth it, right? People just go in line, and they go because they wrote it down on paper with ink, and it's still it's there, and they call it the Constitution, and you can go visit it there in Washington, D.C. They meant it, is what I'm saying. It was a real thing. They meant it. Dad, yep. Dad, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had raisin bran.
That's a pretty healthy choice. So people should be aware that my dad's a little disappointed in me because I'm too chubby. Okay, and it's just true. Like, he's usually proud of me. We love each other. We're really good friends. But he's a little disappointed in me because I'm a little too chubby. I noticed the other day when I started having another half of a piece of pie, like, he tried to, like, kind of move it away from me on the table, kind of shove it away. He would be. I'm going to speak about him in the third person if he's not on the phone. He would be disappointed to know that for breakfast, here's why I'm a little chubby. But Dad, here's the good news, is that I declined press 330 pounds last night 8 times. So I'm chubby, but I'm strong. Okay, I'm chubby, but I'm strong. But the
you said you bench pressed 230?
No, 330. I declined press 330 pounds. 8 times. 8 times.
330?
Yeah. So I'm a husky boy. I'm a strong husky boy.
Over your weight.
So I could do 10 pull-ups, and so I could control my chubby body. It's chubby, but it's not uncontrollably chubby. So I'm going to give some people a window. I mean, people a window into why I've reached my current state of chubbiness. Okay, so yesterday there is a small child who is selling Girl Scout cookies, and I'm rooting for this child. And I believe it is my civic duty to participate in the purchase of said Girl Scout cookies. And Jeremy, who's one of the wonderful staff here, to whom I'm so grateful, said, you know, we have Girl Scout cookies. And that is, they might have well said to me, a heroin addict, would you like some, a little bit of dime bag? And I'd say, yes, I'd like many dime bags. And so I bought some. I like little coconut ones.
So then, I was like, but I'll just get a couple few boxes of these. These will last a while. These will last a while. So I had this one book of the coconut ones. They're called, were called Samoas, but apparently there's some scandal rocking the world of Girl Scout cookies, some fissure. So there's another bakery in our region, and they just call them Caramel Delights. It's not nearly as good a name as Samoas, but what do I know? So I got it. It's pretty much the same cookie still. I like them. They're real yummy. And you can eat them. See, with the Thin Mints, they're like one bite, okay? But with the Samoas or Caramel Delights, they're usually two bites, okay? And if you go real slow, if you savor it, you might even get three bites out of that bad boy. And so I had that box of Samoas. I was gonna maybe have it for the weekend, but I said, I'll have a few for dessert. Well, it turns
out, to our listeners, I would like to tell you that that was just an example of the unimportant news that somebody
I think it's pretty important. It's unimportant. So I'll have a couple cookies. So I open it up. Well, it turns out they're hold on, I forgot to finish. So they're in rows. It's very important. So they're in rows in the first row, and then I ate the first row for dessert. I ate the second row for the snack right before bed, because everybody needs some coconut cookies right before bed. I ate the third row for breakfast. All right, that's why I'm a Husky boy. Dad, okay, next story.
Well, as I mentioned, the fear that I have that the Supreme Court might allow the president to fire somebody, even though the law says that cannot be done unless you show incompetence, neglect, or neglect of duty, that also relates to his firing of the investigators at agencies, and clearly setting it up so that he can do anything he wants. And the courts have now told him, no, you cannot shut down USAID, but he can really still destroy it by firing the people who are supposed to carry it out.
Sure.
And by the time the courts get around to saying, no, you couldn't do that, months will have passed, and USAID will have effectually been destroyed. And that's what I see about to happen with the Department of Education. The word is out that a memo is out that he is going to issue an executive order saying that the Education Department should be shut down. And we know that the new secretary, Ms. McMahon, the former entrepreneur of the wrestling crowd, has sent a memo saying about our final mission. And that sounds like there are going to be enough people let go at that department that even though the courts will say, you cannot, by executive order, shut down a department created by Congress, you can effectively shut it down to make it impossible to carry out its mission. And yeah, it's just really scary.
Yeah, my constitutional law professor, his dominant metaphor for the open the class with it and close the class with it was and shout out to Christopher Nolan is making a new Odysseus movie, but his central metaphor was Odysseus or Ulysses, the story of tying ourselves to the mast, to the Constitution ties us to the mast so we don't follow the siren song into the rocks. The Constitution is supposed to hold us to our core values. And then he closed the class by saying, but we learn the study of the Constitution is there is no mast, there is no rope, and we can steer ourselves on the rocks, and courts can't stop it. They can slow it. We'll be right back. Excuse my dad. I'm Jeff. He's Tom's show. It's your show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about what real government efficiency might look like with somebody who's a software developer who cares about America. We'll be back.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round?
and some more chips. But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you calling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We've cleaned up our diets, well, some of us have, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. So why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let's tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, our favorite product are the sleep gummies. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. And look, if you're still turning to remedy straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% off with promo code TOM at cbdistillery.com. That's charliebravodistillery.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. All right, Pop, it is time for a straw in the wind. Thank you for being with us today and offering us your wisdom, information, and playing with me as we talked about cookies. What's the straw in the wind today?
Aren't you going to sing for me?
Oh, dear. Okay, this one time. I will say, like a straw in the wind. See, we used to do this on a music station. We could actually use Barbara Streisand, but we can't use Barbara Streisand. And let me tell you, what I just did ain't no Barbara Streisand. I've never met the lady. I still know it's no Barbara Streisand. Dad, straw in the wind.
The straw in the wind. The University of Tokyo and Waseda University in Japan have developed a hand that combines living tissue that they grew in the lab, and mechanical devices so that the hand can do virtually everything that the human hand can do. Wow.
It's remarkable.
We're going to be replaced.
No, it is the bad news. And not to step on your straw in the wind. Well, you weren't saying it was all good news. The bad news is at the very time that we are seeing the greatest technological change, the greatest need for us to come to grips with things together, we're at a low ebb, and we have been since the advent of the Internet, at a low ebb of ability to solve common problems together, of a sense of solving the common thing. But love you, Pop. Thanks for being with us.
Love you, too. See you later.
Take care. Just like that. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Doge. We're going to talk about what would government efficiency really look like? What would, in fact, be if you tried to take on a government efficiency effort and your purpose was not to put on an efficiency suit of clothes over a desire to tear down America? If you actually had empathy for people with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, if you actually wanted there to be kids in schools that were better and better, how would you make that better? Coming up, we're going to have a software developer who has thoughts about how that could work. We'll be right back. Call in number 202-808-925. We'll get to your calls after our next guest. Thank you, Thursday. What are you thankful for? This is Tom's show. This is your show. I'm Jeff.
Listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-02.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Brady Ewing will be here, former fullback for Wisconsin football, to talk mental health and athletes and also the relationship with on-air announcers like Bill Rafferty of CBS. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's an ominous sign. A sharp increase in the number of Americans with low credit scores who are late on their car payments.
In January, 6.5% of subprime borrowers were at least 60 days past due on their loan payments. Fitch Ratings says that's the most since it started collecting that data in 1994. The Federal Reserve of New York says the share of car loans past 90 days due rose to 3% during the fourth quarter, a 15-year high. With inflation driving up car prices and borrowing costs, more people are falling behind and having their cars repossessed. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump has again backed off some of his tariff threats. CBS's Scott McFarlane says he may be looking at the recent sharp decline of stock indices, and he may be feeling the heat from some members of Congress.
The concern is most acute among those who have those automotive congressional districts. There are Republicans who have